Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you? Are you relaxed? You know, I'm going to say what I say every week. Why don't you... Well, if you're on the treadmill or something, you got to, you know, I don't expect you to. But if you're home, go take a shower. You're going to be so glad you did. I never do either. You know nighttime showers? Before you, like, if you're home for the night? I never take a shower at night. But when you do, oh, it feels so good. So why don't you go do it? If you can. So where do I start? Today is a two-parter. Because I'm on the road right now, which we'll get to in a second. But with Tom Martin and the family show, what I like to call it. We make a very interesting call to Erk Olsen, which is a cliffhanger. It ends with a call to him, and then next week begins with a call to him. But let me get to this right now. So I'm in Washington, D.C., and I truly want to thank Elliot in the Morning, the whole clan over there, Tyler, Diane, Kaylee, and Elliot, of course, because they helped me out majorly. Because I'm getting so close to doing this, don't 15-second forward, because I need you to do me a favor. Because I'm getting ready to do my Netflix special, I really want to have a band in every city. It's a two-piece band. And I didn't have one in D.C. because the band canceled. But they got me a band. So, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I'll say tweet at somebody. The same group does it every time. Now, there's got to be more people on Twitter that listen to my show. So, this band came through and they're super talented. Just a drummer and a keyboard. Marcus is going to be on drums and Scott David. Marcus Gahard and Scott Davis is going to be on keyboards. Marcus is going to be on drums. But their band is called, this is just two people out of the band. I don't even know if Scott is in the band. But Marcus, his band, is the Mellish. Go look at them on YouTube. Follow them on Twitter. Say, hey, thanks for helping out Todd. At Mellish Tweets. At Mellish Tweets. M-E-L-L-I-S-H. Or, you know, you can at Mellish.com or on Facebook. They're more active on Facebook and SoundCloud. But follow them on Twitter. I'm going to count how many. I'm going to really watch my Twitter tomorrow. At Mellish Tweets. M-E-L-L-I-S-H. Just say, hey, thanks for helping out Todd. Hey, Mellish, we're going to go check out your music. All right? Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I do. Some people say they do, but they don't. By the way, I have a new joke, a category I want to start. Things that aren't really fair for me to say, but I feel it. Now, don't worry. It's not going to be ignorant like other people. Hey, I don't mean to be prejudiced, but I was on the train. I saw some guy reading a newspaper. It started to annoy me. And I bet he smelled. Now, that's not true, but something about it. Just people reading the newspaper, making all the noise, folding it over. What do you... And by the way, I also understand. Like, they want to read the newspaper, Todd. What do you care? So, deep down, I don't. But at surface, boy, thank God I have deep down. Because at surface, sometimes we can all feel stupid things. at surface. What are you reading the newspaper for? Folding it? What are you reading the ads? What are you doing? Stop folding your newspaper. Spread it all out and fold it. I have a feeling that there's a percentage of people that are reading the newspaper that absolutely just want to read the newspaper. I get it. Then there's another group. I don't know what they're up to, but they're up to something. It's starting to annoy me. On the train today, he's reading his news, folding it all out. Then he's folding it. Stop it already. Stop with your fucking newspaper. All right. So I think that's it. I've been doing Gaffigan dates and a lot of fun. I don't want to make it one of those long openings. Austin, come on now. The 20th and 21st of November, the Velveeta Room in Austin. It's going to be so... Wait till you see. That's going to be an awesome week. Oh. DC. So I'm pretty sure Friday sold out. Pretty close. I think the late show sold out. There's like 5 or 6 seats left. So it's basically sold out on Friday. But Saturday, we added a late show. I know, Halloween night, but we did it. And we ended up adding a Sunday show. So, look, when I say it sells out fast, it really does, but... Because it's such a little room, but so there you go. I love you. You're great. You're nice. You're cool. You're fine. You're special. You're just everything you want to be. And remember, nothing matters. By the way, that could be my new stance on things. Instead of fighting it, what do you care? Stop it already. Whenever people fight, like social stuff, I think my new thing is, what do you stop? What do you care? What's it matter? What are you doing? What are you doing? What? You don't think who should do what? Are you joking? No, you're joking. No, I thought you were joking. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Why do you care? If that person wants to do that and that, what are you? You're joking. There's no way you could really give a shit. It might be fun to do that. It's passive aggressive, though. But okay. Tweet. I'm going to count those tweets. At Mellish Tweets. MELLISH. And don't fast forward it. My true listeners, they don't press 15 seconds, 15 seconds. Don't start me. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Do you hear that helicopter in the background? Wow. Wow. A helicopter. All right, listen. And don't forget San Francisco at Doc's Lab, the 18th and 19th of December. I should have this information in front of me, but I know one of the shows is sold out, and we added another show. So it's another thing that, like, it's a very small venue. So I'm not bragging when I'm saying it sells out quick, because they're like, this is like very, very small. I think this is like 100 people. So there you go. Doc's Lab in San Francisco. So there we go. I'll see you there. All right, everybody. I think I said everything I need to know. Pick a number from 1 to 5. And I'll tell you which one I had in my head. Pick it. Did you pick it? Don't switch. Okay, if you want to switch, switch. But pick it now. You got it? You can't switch now. You know which one was in your head. 3. Shut the fuck up. Todd, that's freaky. Wow. All righty. Aristotle, you're doing good?
Yup.
Good to hear. You know what to do, Aristotle.
Now entering Nerdist.com. Don't fuck it up.
Wow. I feel so relaxed and amazing. And now to George Carlin, I'm serious. And I should also tell you that we started the show once and we restarted it. That way I'm completely honest. Everyone in the room knows I'm not trying to pull any shit because... But I am so relaxed. Even my knees are relaxed.
Well, you are sitting down.
You owe me. You owe
Now, so I'm in just, I am in a great mood. This is when I love to George Carlin because it just, people know, I could be saying it ironically over it. No, I am in, first of all, here's who's here today. Tom Martin, we'll give you the quiet opening now. We got something ready for you, God.
Hi, everybody. Hey.
Golf clap, golf clap, golf clap.
Great to be here.
Golf clap.
And Keith is here, which is always great.
Golf clap, golf clap, golf clap.
Well, that's not, it doesn't even just mean anything.
Nobody's playing music. Right now.
Exactly. That's
he just said hi to you. Why do you?
I won. Okay, move on. And I love that he's here. Nick is here. Nick.
Golf clap. Golf clap,
Nick. Nick is 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row. Aristotle always. What's your dog's name again, Steve? Jeff. How's Jeff? Wow. Imagine when he's in school and his and the other dogs go, what's your owner's name? And then he goes, Aristotle. And they go, yeah, it's funny. Your name's Steve and your owner's name is Aristotle. Just like that happened here. on guitar is Ethan.
Ethan on guitar.
And then Eric is here on drums. Like we're all back together again, the whole family. Eric on the drums. Eric on the drums.
Eric on drums.
Wow. So there you go. So I'm just relaxed and I'm happy and this is going to be a great fun show. This is going to be just everything I want it to be and more because I'm glad you're here. Would you like to open? Let's open up. Let's open up with a nice song. Put it in the house.
Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again.
I love it.
I was only having fun. Wasn't earning anyone. And we all enjoyed the weekend for a change.
Wow, this is a real show.
Stranded in the combat zone, I walked through Bedford's die alone. Even rode my motorcycle in the rain. And you told me not to drive.
Can we all get to sing along?
Yeah, you want to sing along
too? Yeah, let's put reverb in our mic.
You made me right. I made me crazy. But it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Don't try to save me. You may be wrong.
Take it home.
All I know. But you may be right.
Shut up. Woo! Shut up. It's weird. I didn't even know I knew the words to that song.
Shut up. Give me, oh, wow, the real one, because I'm feeling like there. By the way, that was great.
It was really beautiful.
I'm glad that. Can you turn his mic? His mic is on. Can you play a little bit of this? That's right.
Wow, Ethan's good, man. He's multi-talented. Listen to him.
Is that coming through the house, too? Wow. Well, I want to welcome Tom Martin, because our guest today is Tom Martin.
Thank you.
Here we go. Let's bring him in. Crank it up. Come on. Fill it in the house.
We're here with T. We're here with T.O. We're here with T-O-M-M-A-R-T-I-N.
Yeah, shut up!
I have two S-P-E-L-L in 4-1-R-E-A-S-O. And the podcasters A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. Tom's friend is T. Tom's friend is
T-O. That's me!
Tom's friend is T-O-T-T-G-L-A-S-S. They've got some F-U-N-N-Y bits and some J-I-N-G-L-E-S for C-H-R-I-S-H-A-R-D-W-I-C-K.
Chris Hardwick. You guys want to do a little something? Show off! Turn his guitar up. Let him do his thing. Go nuts on the drum.
Wow. And the music fades. Wow, this is a real show.
This is perfect because I'm starting my own religion and I need a song.
Wait, you are?
Yeah.
What's your religion?
Hold on. Okay, we can fade that music out.
Where do I sign up?
You just did.
So easy.
All right, listen. That was great.
By the way,
don't think we're not going to be coming back. Because what did you say that I missed?
He asked how he could sign up to my religion.
You said you just did. And I said it's that easy.
It is that
easy. I was here. I remember. I'm a good interviewer, asshole. That's the worst interview in the world.
So I like what you said. This is like a real. This is a real show. It would be hilarious. Like, was this the 300th show, and you're still acting like, look at us.
Well,
this
is like a real show. I get confused, and I don't mean to bring it up.
What's confusing you?
Well, I was at a podcast.
Uh-huh.
And the producer was, like, sitting at the table.
Why would they
with
have
them?
That?
Right?
That's not how they
do. Oh, so I'm not overreacting, because we've talked about this before. I never really let anybody get
a real show wouldn't have that.
No, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's some funny shows. Like, that's the part of me that goes, well, I thought it was a real show, because some of the shows where the guys are, and ladies, I'm open-minded. But I don't know, to me, anyway, I don't want to get into it. So I'm glad I'm here, and I have some things to talk about. So, and don't think we're not going to be going back. You know what we're going to do when we take a break? We're going to get Eric a microphone, because Eric does some harmonies, but because they got here a little late, we just tried to, like, get it all going, because I was getting antsy to start the show. Hey, Ryan Stout, shut the fuck up! Oh, it's Ryan Stout listens to the show. Mother's a whore.
Oh, that, not that Ryan Stout.
No. Should we edit that out? No? Anyway, I'm kidding. Well, because, you know, there's a story. But anyway, hey, Ryan, what's up? I love that he listens to the show. Now we can get... Hey, Ryan, look, I'm in your ear. It's isn't that cool?
The third time we've done that and you've said your mother's a whore, and then immediately after you say, let's edit that out.
I know, because you know what? It makes me, because I don't think there's anything wrong there. You know, it's like your mother, no wrong with mother, whore. I could be, you know what? It's not the best comedy. I could do better.
It's not the best. It's up there.
Show me something that's better.
Can you do me a favor and I'll edit this out? I won't make you look bad. Potatoes out. Can you just say, oh, it's not the best?
Sure.
Like you just did it. Not the change of the voice, but just because then I'm going to play this. I think it looks a little tired. I'll edit this all out. You won't look stupid.
Okay, so I won't look stupid.
No, right. Oh, Tom, please. We've been friends for a long time.
Okay, so I'm ready. So give me a cue.
I mean, it's not the best comedy.
It's not the best comedy?
We're here with TOMMARTIN.
All right, what happened?
That was just a sting.
Oh, I like the sting. We have stings, of course. It's a real show. Let me get to my stuff. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Take it easy. I'm taking it easy. I was hurrying. I got to stop that, and I want you to help me stop it.
I think I have it a little bit, but I think maybe you have it a little bit more, that there's a lot of thoughts going on, and then it has to get down to a funnel and get out at once. So, like, you can't get all of the stuff out of the funnel at the same time. So I
exactly.
think that's like, what I feel sometimes.
By the way, wonderful. Wonderfully said.
Already. Can't drink all the beer.
No, and you want it all at once.
Already, I'm thinking, ask Jake, like, how things went, because I feel like, well, I saw him last
things
week.
Things are good.
Or maybe I feel better now. Aristotle, Aristotle, you don't have a microphone? Just talk real loud. How are you?
Good.
Oh, you're in the other room, of course, because you're a real producer.
Of course, he's not at the table.
He's a real producer. Aristotle, seriously, how are things?
I'm really good. Sorry, I forgot that, you know, I had this, so I had to.
Now, why is the glass so smudgy? Wait, we don't need that. That seems... there's nothing...
And a one!
Oh, jeez.
There's nothing that we could use less right now.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three!
Why, nobody's...
There's a phone bed. Why would you even count down a phone bed?
It doesn't even make sense.
And plus, why is Aristotle 100 yards away? I mean, why they put the...
I don't understand the one and the two and the one, two, three. I don't... And
after
you know what?
Tone.
Jake
not
is not with the. We're not even making a call. And
it's like, yeah, it's not a music bit. It's not a phone bit.
And a one and a two.
No, why would he?
One, two, three.
We don't even know Ryan Stout's mom.
Pussy.
What?
Well, what was that guy's name? Ryan Stout?
Oh, Robbie Kirkhoff said that everything's good coming through the house, but when we do the show, it's better not coming through the house. Like, because for instance, see, I'm professional, I catch myself, that you couldn't understand what it said. That dropped.
Pussy.
Well, Ryan Kirkhoff also
Robbie Kirkhoff
also said we're all low on vitamin D, so we're all going to take vitamin D. Anything Robbie Kirkhoff says,
I know,
we do.
That's the way I feel. Listen, let me go nice and slow.
Okay,
so
go.
Take a deep breath.
Not getting
around. And I am going to say something serious first. Not serious, but I call it serious. It's so self-indulgent to even categorize it as serious, but I think everyone knows what I mean. You know, I thought about something for people that say, you know, what a transgender want to be people called? Him or her? Or they not? It sounds very, what's the word? It mirrors the conversation
hostile?
That's had when someone has their father is black and their mother is white. And some people would call them mulatto, and they didn't want to be called that. And there were some people that went, yeah, I'll learn. I'm sure there's a reason, which I would love to know, but I'm not waiting for your reason to decide that I won't use the word mulatto. It's out of my vocabulary, and then you educate yourself.
Because it comes from the word mule, is where the reason.
Is that reason?
Yes.
Right. And I'm hitting it enough closely, and it sounds very reminiscent. Is that the word?
Reminiscent?
Reminiscent of people that would say, well, maybe there still are people. Maybe it's not a great example. But it would be of people going, oh, you don't know what to. Yeah, just it's okay. Just take time. It's okay you don't know. You shouldn't know. Why you're throwing dirt into the air? You shouldn't know. Well, it's not our question. The question is, why don't you want to know? Why don't you even want to grow slowly? So it's very reminiscent of all that type of, like, whenever there's, you know. But I like that example because, you know, out there, there's somebody that probably doesn't want their child or whatever or themselves being called mulatto, and it's to, you know, but would still go and rant about the transgender, like, oh, what do they want to be called? Come on, you're repeating the same behavior that got you upset justifiably. So stop.
Can I ask
it.
A question?
Sure.
As a regular white guy who's had everything good, what is the answer to that?
What is the answer to what?
The gender.
Well, I don't. I right now we don't have to get into it, but we know a little bit that when they get, you want to be referenced as she. We know that once they decide,
okay.
And there's other things too. There's others, but I'm just saying if you don't. I thought you listened to my show.
I do, but I can we edit this out?
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. can we? You want me to? I will. Hey, just talk to me now. This is all editing.
Okay, this isn't in.
No. Tom.
Okay, you swear to God this is not being.
No, I swear to God, sure. Hold on. But we are excited. We have that will happen. Can I be proud of myself?
No.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. What'd you do? What'd you do?
See, this is why I love everybody. That just relaxed me. It just calms me down. Looking over at Jake, seeing he's happy. I get another 2 hours, and then he starts pouting because he wants to go over to the comedy store.
Advance his career.
Jesus Christ. Him and his stand-up. By the way, what I wanted to say was that I was at – there's a place I go to. It's a juice place, and it's
– ooh.
Wow. Fresh fruit. Squeeze the juice. Oh, healthy. I got an extra $7.50 plus tip.
So many different types of
coconut. Guys. To George Carlin, hold for 1 second.
I know what kale is.
To George Carlin.
There could be a genie there.
To George Carlin, hold for 1 second. I'll tell you why. And to George Carlin, what I'm about to say is being honest. The reason that is very funny to me, you didn't know what was going to come out of my mouth after that. That's where I thought the problem was going to be. So I was already ready for it as it was coming out of my mouth. And yeah, you're just saying where it's at, you know. So here's where you can do whatever you want to do. But to George Carlin, here's the way the line would have gone. I'd never expected on the first part of it. So anyway, I go to this juice bar. It's in Beverly Hills.
And ooh, Beverly Hills.
That's $20.
90210.
Oh. They only have organic stuff.
Ooh, $8.95 for a small.
I love it. A little boink. What if I reach my finger and, like, I'm going to make a twang? This is what I want to do in my Netflix special. I want to.
It's going to be catered.
There's
juice cold pressed.
He's got a whole.
Get more nutrients.
Let's give these guys what they deserve. Let's not forget about them after 1 minute, you know? Let's do it right.
Eric on drums.
All right, there you go, and then...
Ethan on guitar.
There you go. Oh, and if you have anything you want to promote later, we'll talk about it when we take a break. So anyway, I was in the place, in the place. I was going to the place in the city, and this is all true, by the way. Do George Carlin. It's not that you would need to be, but anyway, so I was there. I go there a lot because it's... I'm so afraid I'm trying to alter what I say so you can't do it. Even though I melt every time you do it, it's still scary. You know what it's like, that bit? It's like a big, scary monster of love, that bit. Because like once you get caught, you're like, ah, shit! And sometimes you smell it a half a second, and then you guys go in. Never. The great part about getting me on, I went to a juice bar. I never expected just that. So anyway, I go in, and there's always a guy that works there. And I asked him once, only about 6 months ago, how long he's worked here. Because I had been going there for like 10 years. And he goes, since he's 32, and he's 35, and he's worked there since he's 17.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a Korean couple that own it.
Gross.
And so he's just been working there, and he's always so friendly. He is a prime example of what I'm talking about, that if all you can do while you're here is be pleasant, that's a big deal, to leave the planet with a good energy, you know, that your presence alone, even if you never fought for anything, you never thought you didn't, you did. And he's so a beautiful person, and he is always there, and I've seen him all the time. Finally, I started talking to him a little bit, and he said, when he's been working there since. So I went in Friday, and there was a woman there from the health department. They always have an A. They always have an A. So there's a woman there from the health department, and she is not being very nice to him, but she goes, do you have an email? And he doesn't really have an email. I'm like, I swear – seems like a weird thing to say to George Carlin. But I specifically remember thinking, why are they asking for his email? He's just the employee. Like, why? What does she need his email for? So anyway, I went over to the other guy. I went, is she being nice to him? She goes, not really. And I said, she goes, he bought the place.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. So I got like, my heart was like, oh, he bought it. You know what happened? Wow. And the woman there told me, she goes, you know, that couple that used to own it, they retired after many years, and who knows if they gave him a good deal. She knows, like me, I go in there a lot. And she goes, he bought it. I think he bought it with someone else that works here. The two of them purchased it from the other couple that used to own it. And then I was like, oh, no wonder they're asking him for his email. And he's probably, and I don't think that she shouldn't do her job. I remember thinking, like, you don't want to mirror the behavior. But she was definitely cold. I thought, how can I handle it? And I was going to leave. I just said, just leave, you know. And then I was so glad that I didn't. So I turned to her and I go, are you being nice to him? Like, not. I didn't have to go, why are you being mean? I go, are you being nice to him? Because this guy, no bull, is the sweetest guy in the whole world. I just wanted to make sure. And he turned to me and he went, she's being nice to me. She wasn't. So anyway, I went. I got my hair cut. When I came back, I went in again. I had to. I wanted to see what happened. And I go, was she nicer after I did that? He goes, oh, so much nicer. She was with help.
He goes, her in a
thank
way.
You. Thank you. And I was like, oh, I was so fucking glad. Because you know what? She's doing her job. I wasn't being upset with her for doing her job, because that's important that people do that. People need to have to learn to store things. Things have to be kept in the right temperature. Have a fucking respect for food. I like that there has to be A, B, C, or D in the window.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean she had to be mean to him. But I love that he bought the place.
That's fantastic.
So I thought about having him on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
That's the American dream.
Yeah, and he's just so nice, always so friendly and so positive, and like, just, I like going in there.
Plus, probably he's really healthy from drinking juice for 15 years.
He probably is. They run such a tight ship at this place. I love it. Like, it's not a big place, because probably rent down there is so expensive, but they have everything is immaculate and clean and stored right, and they have so much stuff. But not in a bad way. But like, you know, you chicken salad, they have this thing. And you could just tell there's a respect for food there, like yeah. How they store it. I watch them take it out of the refrigerator, take the top off of it, you know. And then they can remember anything. I can't, because that's all they do. So you're like, you know, that they work there, all the employees. So you're like, I want a mixed juice with apple. I always feel bad if I get too much stuff because they don't write it down. That's why at a restaurant, everyone has a right to their own opinion here. I'm not saying it should be the law. I prefer write it down. I don't care how good your memory is, because if I start changing something, I don't care even if you're the percentage of people that cannot write the order down. I get it. If you're someone, you've been doing it 20 years, you know that you have not fucked up once in 20 years. You can fuck up if you write it down, too. So even if somebody's ratio, you know, they, you know what I mean, when they write the order down, whether they don't write it down. Mm-hmm. So even if your ratio, you've been doing it for 20 years, literally four times in 20 years you messed up. That's the same as if you write it down. I'm okay with that. I don't give a shit. Still write it down. You know why? Because I don't know that's your track record. And when I write it down, you're not. You think – I asked somebody the theory behind not writing the order down once. They said – it's, they think, because they owned a restaurant, a friend of mine in Philadelphia, he goes, I think it's the attention to the customer.
Right.
It's like you're just...
But also, if you have a food intolerance, like my daughter can't stand dairy products, and so she'll order a burger, and they'll put like cheese on it, and she's like, oh, now I got to send it back. Like, I can't.
Right.
And so,
and you're nervous. And again, even if their track record is 100%, you might think, what if you knew their track record was 100%? First of all, you don't, and you can't find out, so I just say, write it the fuck down. But anyway... When you order your apples, oranges, beets, and after the fourth one, I feel like I'm being a dick, but I'm like, well, they don't write it down. But I understand.
What's the name of this place? Maybe you get a free drink.
Can I tell you the truth? I don't know. I don't know. I go in there all the time.
10 years.
I know. I just see it and I go. But it's there. It's on what's that street? I don't even know the street it's on. No, I turned down that street. Isn't that crazy? I just know where I'm going and I go, you know? But it's it's the name of my book. So anyway, hold on. Wow, I want to see something real quick. Like if I just said, can you sing a, like, sing a song. Sing a song. Whatever you want.
Come on, Ethan.
And put a lot of reverb in his mic, even to the point where it's too much. Yeah, let me hear a song.
Sure. Nice, a beautiful romantic song.
Whatever you want. Get to do that all night long. Okay, here's the last thing. Here's the last thing I want to talk about, and then we go freestyle. You know the way I do it. So Fred Willard was on a show last night with Andy Kindler at his show at the
Great
Meltdown.
Great socks.
He did. Fred Willard. Jake was mentioning to me that also him and
Chris James. Great socks.
Chris James. They'll wear like, you know, cool socks, like cool stripes, poke, whatever. Just get some funky cool socks, and I'm starting to do it. It's so much fun. Not fun, but you know what I mean. Like, it's a good way to, like, just, you know, it's just,
yeah,
I like it. So I look down, and sure enough, well, Jake does it. Chris James does it. I don't. I just wear the same socks all the time, so I don't have to match them. That's still, you know what? I might not do it. Because 3 years ago, I went out, and I got, and it was the best thing I ever did. All my socks that I wear with, you know, like, if I'm, you know, dress socks, I guess you could say, I got all the same. Every fucking one, and my socks that I wear with sneaks. I used to want some. I liked the ankle ones. Sometimes I liked it a little higher if I was wearing a pair of, like, a desert boots. Nope. All the fucking same. That way you come out of the dryer, you know, you don't got to find shit. So, unless I fold them when I put them in.
I'd say if you aren't somebody who does that, though, and it actually makes it easier to match socks because they're so different.
You know what? I take that back. You're absolutely right. Because when they're all black, there you go. I feel better. When they're all black, it is harder.
No, what you're doing is still a great option.
No, I like your idea better. So, of course, after I say, we look down at Fred Willard backstage at the Melt. He's wearing fun socks. He's wearing fun socks. And let me tell you something. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again about that place. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It is such a great energy. And since the place always had a great energy.
The people working there are so
cool. You can't get any more love thrown at you.
Yeah.
And also, since Comedy Central took it over, which I give them an A+, not Comedy Central necessarily, or maybe. Whoever said, we want to give the place the polished look without fucking it up.
Yeah, that's
and
key.
They didn't.
Yeah.
It still has a rawness about it, but like backstage, the walls, it's like every, it's my dream come true. It's like all, when you're not backstage, when you're in the two green rooms, you can tell all the lights are gelled. They have Christmas lights they put up. The walls are painted this cool orange in one room and this other cool dark color. You're sitting in artwork because you see the beams and then these gelled lights and then there's an old desk. And you're sitting in artwork, so it is just as enjoyable when you're backstage as before you get on stage, and that's special. And
plus, you're walking through the coolest store in the world to even get there,
right? Which is artwork, even though it's shabby, it's artwork.
Yeah,
you're walking through an old bookstore, which is artwork, even though I've had some ideas for them.
and now you can go straight to the topic, Gary Mann. There's some things I want you to do.
No, it wouldn't be Gary Mann. That would be
for our show, I think it's Gary Mann.
Yeah,
all
I
the time.
Think we have to talk to Gary Mann, who listens to our show, by the way.
Hi, Gary Mann.
Gary, kissy, kissy.
Hey, Gary. Gary.
When you walk into a room, I saw you there. That's all I sing. Oh, I guess I sing technically. Shut up, that's a song.
Two more singing. Come on. No, don't just stop there. Keep singing.
Hold on. I just grabbed Jake's shirt and pulled him my way and pushed him back because he knows that even though I know it's a bit, but guess what? To George Carlin, I love this. I still melt a little when he asked me to sing, even in a bit. I love the new way the bit went, and I haven't taken advantage of it. I haven't really sang. But tonight I will if you really want.
That's why I got up this morning.
I literally grabbed Jake's shirt, pulled him towards me, and then pushed him back because it's like he goes, "Oh, would you sing?" Sure, and he didn't want to do it at first. Let me remind our new listeners. And I said the old bit used to be no one wants me to sing, and I to George Carlin off the air. I said, "Can we like change it to like everybody wants me to sing, like you know, running a new bit by everybody?" And he's like, "I don't know." And then he did it, and he's been doing it great ever since.
Well, can you tell me when you're through with this? With your list, because there's something I would like to say.
Okay, yeah. So Fred Willard was there and just great. And I get nervous, and he had great socks, and I'm nervous to be around him. I'm like a little kid, and he couldn't be any sweeter. He's just such a great, gentle soul, mixed in with the Meltdown and Andy Kindler, and I just fucking explode with happiness when I'm there. It's just, I don't want to, like I said, have to wait 20 years to now go, those were great. I know while they're unfolding, it's special. And I'm so goddamn, I shouldn't curse, but you know, it's happy to be a part of it.
It's nice that that place is there. You know, the Tower Records thing, they just did a movie about Tower Records, and Tower Records is gone. And,
good.
And... You're tired of those records.
Yeah.
But it's nice that there's a place like that that can survive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the comedy is what I think really helped him, the owner. I think it brought, you know,
Plus the cocaine they sell out back. That's got to help.
That's
not legal.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is this a Halloween show?
Sure. Spooky.
Ghost. What? Ghost.
That black horse motored when the sun went down. But my ears took note of a certain sound. For the most impressive sound I've ever heard. Blasted through the PA, drenched in reverb.
He played
the Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
It was a free download.
He played the show.
It's number one, you know.
Shut the fuck up.
He played the Todd Glass Show. From the earbuds plugged into my iPhone. To my ears, to my brain when I'm all alone. The bells, whistles, and jingles were slick. To satisfy the pressure from Chris Hardwick. He played the Todd Glass Show.
The Todd Glass Show.
It was a free download.
He played the show.
It's number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show. The first thought was great. The party was quite late. The guests included Aristotle, Tom Martin, and Jake.
Nick and Keith.
And Nick and Keith.
They played the Todd Glass Show. It was a free download.
And Ethan and Eric.
It's number one, you know. He played the Todd Glass Show. Out from his mic, Todd's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Todd's concern grew. We saw he was stricken. He said, whatever happened to my rotisserie chicken? He played the Todd Glass Show. It was a free download.
I love you, Joe.
It's number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show. Now everything's cool. Todd told 10 friends. And the Todd Glass Show is the hit of the land. For you, the listeners, we lighten the mood. Fine Arts gave me $50 to mention the bitter Buddha. He played the Todd Glass Show. It was a free download. Number one, you know.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass Show.
Wow. Wow. Joe McKenzie's a fucking genius. Well done, Joe McKenzie.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to take a second here to pay a little tribute, little something nice soft in the background. Why not take a second to talk about Joe McKenzie?
Yes.
Right?
He's the greatest.
Let me tell you something. I love him. He is, and I'm being too George Carlin. The fuck you laughing at?
And a one.
That's not helping.
The music already started, so you don't need to do that.
The music already started, so the music. But to George Carlin. First of all, Keith, I love you because I go, I want to talk nice about, and then I look at him, I go, shut the fuck up. And he laughs. Listen, no, I know. So anyway, so bring it down a little bit more. Bring it down a little bit more. Like, you know, like, he is such a great energy and a soft, gentle,
so
kind.
Talented.
And he's talented.
It's ridiculous
and then
how talented he is.
He's just got a lot of love. Like, I hope that he's in a happy marriage.
But he also...
because, no, I'm serious. Like, I bet he is.
One of the greatest things about Joe McKenzie is the specific details he'll pop into a song.
I know, and he brings it back.
And then you'll even forget about it, and then he'll throw it in there.
People don't even know that he drives a Mercedes as well.
What is this? He's one of those rich teachers.
It's really nice car.
We're paying our teachers too much.
Watch this. You want to see something cool? Cats. Watch this. Hey, you like
Todd,
that, you stupid pile of shit?
I remember. Can we?
Watch this. I'm going to flutter it up and down. Watch this. This is cool.
How long are we going to...
Watch this. Watch this. You're going to love this. You ready? This is sick. Ready? Watch my hands. Fake drumsticks or are they real?
I didn't see the drumsticks in your hand, but
look at
them.
Drums. For everyone listening, by the way, I want them to picture it. Obviously, I don't have drumsticks. I don't have a guitar. It's Ethan and it's Eric, but at the table, it's just me putting my hands in the air like I have drumsticks. And visually, doesn't it look cool?
It does. It looks
watch
like
this.
You're drumming, but you don't have drumsticks.
Watch this.
My mind is blown. I hear drums. I see you drumming, but I don't see drumsticks. It doesn't connect.
Okay, you see a guitar?
I don't see a guitar.
Watch this.
How are you doing that, Todd? I hear guitar music. I see you making your fingers like you're playing the guitar. You're even dancing. I don't see... You threw the guitar!
Yeah, sure.
And it stopped, and now there's drums? How do you do it? Because are you violating the laws of physics in some way?
The other day I thought about it. If you want to videotape this and show the world, I don't mind, because I think they need to see this.
The
other
day
I was... Not yet. Well, if you want, I can push it ahead in the schedule. Now, let me write that down so I don't forget. You think I'm doing a good job so far? Interviewing you and, like, the show so far? You think it's going well?
I think it's great.
Okay.
Am I doing a good job as a guest so far?
You're doing great.
Thanks.
Okay, can I tell you something? It was good to remember, and I'm not apologizing for it, because I told Preston Walker in Atlanta one night.
There's no one named Preston Walker. Go ahead.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. You have that string in the air.
That wouldn't be my preferable one. I mean, if I'm going to do it, I need to watch this. Do it the loudest you can do it. Thank you.
There's a slight delay in your movements sometimes.
Listen, all so right. At home,
Preston Walker.
I'm at the table and I'm plucking the guitar. Whenever you hear the guitar pluck, I'm acting at the table. Like, I want people at home to be able to visualize it. So anyway, Preston, I said, you know, like sometimes you'll perform and you go, oh, I got high. You know, I'll say I got high and I lost where I was at. Well, you can only do that once or twice. And then you're embracing it. You're saying, you know, you can't use it as an excuse unless your excuse is you don't give a shit when you know. So that's why I'm saying I'm not apologizing, you know, because so far I'm having a good time. But I think it's important to tell the audience that I did some pot cheesecake before the show. I want to tell the audience that I did some pot cheesecake before the show.
So what's that?
Which do you like better, this one or this one? I did some pot cheesecake before the show.
I like the first one.
I have a good bit for later in the show, and you're going to love it. Okay, we'll call it Dragnet, since where that comes from.
So this pot cheesecake, is that like...
Yeah, I'm going to go full circle here. So we're going to do Dragnet, and Dragnet will be just us going around the table just saying things to play Dragnet after. So say a good line that would follow by that.
The pot cheesecake, is that like a pot pie?
You be the worst detective. Should we save it? Can I finish this and we'll go back to it?
Yeah.
But you get it. You get right. it. Nick, you're going to get a chance too, and your name is?
And a one and a two and a one, two, three.
That's not your name at all.
Someone came up to him and go, are you the one and the one and the two, three guy?
That's how Sarah Schneider knows.
He's the one and the two and the one, two, three guy. So I had a little pot cheesecake.
Right.
So did Ethan, and so did Eric.
That's
and
right.
And then I had some, and then that's it. That's it. That's all that's had it. So I feel my knees are mushy.
Well, you are sitting down.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
God damn it. God damn it. You bring it home. Do you want to do a bit called Let's Call Eric Olson?
Sure. Sometimes I play that bit for real.
What do we do in the bit?
Well, you wrote a great song about Let's Call Eric Olson. So if you don't mind singing it, it's called Let's Call Eric Olson. So we're going to call Eric Olson. Wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. Daniel Kino called me. Hey, what are you
Name
doing?
Drop.
Should we call Daniel Kino? Look, Daniel Kino just texted me, what are you doing? Should I call him or Eric Olson? No, one's going to care.
Well, we just set up.
What's that picture
Eric
he sent you?
He said, it was a picture of him from a comedy club from like 10 years ago. So he was sending me my picture. By the way, you want to see my picture? Well, mine's not. I look the same. I always look 28. No, I look. There's me.
Oh.
Yeah, not that big of a deal. Anyway, I'm passing it around the room.
You had a mohawk back
then.
The
listening audience loves this bit.
You know what? Hey, excuse me, but I have the show all under control.
Oh, you just got burned.
One,
two, three.
No, do you not understand that you're not?
Hey, it worked.
Take it home. Yeah, feel the love in the room. I know what I'm doing. We're about to call Eric Olson, but this is part of our October concert series. Oh, yeah. Sing a song. Yeah.
We gotta call Eric Olson now.
Gotta call Eric Olson.
Sorry. Also known in his neighborhood as that liberal.
By the way, I want to apologize. I think that last part might have been confusing for the listener, but if I'm honest, I can't go wrong. Because I now know, and next time, don't worry, I know I'm like, sing! You know, you're like, hey, yeah. is that your best interview skills? Because I'm excited right. that there's an arsenal of songs. I can only imagine if I sent him six that I wanted to hear the day before. But I didn't. So I'm just throwing stuff at Eric and also throwing it at Ethan, who's doing the singing. Eric does not have a good mic on him on his vocals, so next time I'm excited. So I'm a little overwhelmed, so for no reason I'm always turning to them. Let's do a song, and that's what I just did in the middle of calling Eric. So let's call him, because I'm a good interviewer. JQ, hold on. Hold on. Call Eric Olson. Now, I'm going to you hold the phone, because every time I do it wrong. You know what I mean? You have, there's a place where the microphone is on the phone, and apparently I always do it wrong. And we're going to take a break after we call Eric. We're going to have, we'll all say hi to each other because we didn't get a chance, and then we'll come back with the Todd Glass Show. Is he sleeping already? That's sad.
Hello?
Eric, I just want to say that you're a good friend and that I enjoy you.
Hi, Eric.
You're doing good, Eric. You're killing in the room, seriously. To George Carlin, you got a nice laugh. And then... what are you doing? Like, where are you sitting right now? You live where? And by the way, Tom Martin is in the room.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Tom Martin.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is your dog with you right now?
Yeah. Right now.
Are you laying in bed? Are you sitting on the sofa? Where are you? People want to know.
I'm laying on my bed looking at the ceiling with 5 candles lit.
Wow. Oh, did you sure there's not something you wanted to tell us? Happy birthday to you. It's free. Fuck 'em. Happy birthday to you. It's free now. Fuck 'em. Happy birthday. Fades out to nothing. Eric, is there anything you want to say to the people? Seriously.
No.
If I died, would you miss me? No bullshit.
Of course.
Aww.
Would you fly out for his funeral? Or would you just like...
Stop it. Don't be silly.
Eric, if you were working out and you found out that Todd died, would you stop working out or would you be able to finish the workout?
Well...
You better answer right.
Quit working out.
Okay, first of all, thank you.
I would be devastated.
Okay, listen to this, Eric. And I'm not going to... Thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. That means the world to me. That's how sad I am. No. But can you hear me, Eric? Okay. Before the show, I was telling everybody the story that when you called me when there was the shooting at the Comedy Store, and you said, was Jake there last night? And just the mere fact, even though I know that it was... almost probably the odds were nil. I remember I said to you, I said, I got to call you back. And you were like, well, I heard. I can't listen on the smidgen of that. And I thought about it in that second when I was bracing myself when I was going to call Jake, if it went to voicemail, if somebody answered. And I thought to myself, it's weird, but I'm being told. To George Carlin, I'm being honest, I wouldn't be able to drive home. I made that decision for whatever the reason is. I was bracing myself because, like, even on a smidget, on nothing, you hear it. He put it into my head accidentally. And then, okay, so I tell Jake that, you know, I go, there'd be other people. I would cry and maybe even for an hour on the treadmill thinking about it. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's one extreme or you wouldn't give a shit. But there are people that I would find out that I'd be upset about it, but I would be able to finish working out. I'd think about them, and I would genuinely maybe shed some tears and be like, wow. Right. And it would remind me just, you know, all those things that flood with you, even if you met someone 7, 8, 10 times over the years. Or I don't even want to start mentioning comedians' names that I don't know that well, but I know them enough where I'd be like, wow, like, I'm around them enough. They bring a lot of joy into my life, and then they wouldn't be around, but I'd still be able to finish working out. But Jake goes with me. I go, no, I wouldn't be able to work out. And Jake's like, oh, really?
I would skip leg day if you...
Why do you have to make a joke?
No, I'm not joking, because legs are hard. You get sore like 2 days later.
What about... So, Eric, thank you for telling me that you wouldn't be able to finish working out.
Oh, no, I would...
We don't have to overdo it.
I would not. You said to me that you thought, in that moment, you thought about driving home. Just in case you wouldn't be able to if you found out.
That's what I did say first. I said, should I drive home? But then I thought, that's a long way to drive. 3 minutes, that's how lazy I am. To then find out Jake's okay and have to drive all the way back. So I was thinking, I don't want to drive home and be thinking, he better be dead, otherwise I'm wasting the drive all the way home. I didn't think it was a good energy. So I ended up just making the call, bracing myself. I stopped running. When I dialed his number, I stopped running to George Carlin. And I just thought, if he doesn't answer his phone, because he usually, I'd say 75% of the time he does. That doesn't mean it would mean anything. It'd certainly bring me the next level of nervousness.
But we're dying to know, was Jake shot?
He... God bless you. When a moment like that can be captured, he's on the phone, comedy tech, you know, substance is lost, visual, but it got from your mouth into the mic, into the air, into his phone enough. And by the way, you were right to laugh that hard. I don't know about the rest of these people in this room. I don't know if they're used to being here or they've gotten numb to funny. And thank God I'm defending you, Tom.
Are they just sitting there picking shit out of their pussies?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Picking shit out of their pussy. You heard him. Come on here. We've got work to do. I mean, that's what
Aristotle. Look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week like a true professional. Aristotle, a true professional.
Thank you. Oh, I'm itching to get him to sing again. I'll probably take a break and then get...
You should definitely sing.
No, not on this show. Come on, we got Ethan here. He can sing beautifully. I'm not singing.
I think you should definitely sing.
I just feel like it's,
just improvise something.
Yeah, if you want to do a song.
Well, not right now, but after I hang up, you should definitely sing.
I'll do a song right now. Let me get my guitar.
No, I'll wait till I hang up.
He's doing it again. He's making guitar sounds, but I don't see a guitar.
Baby.
Did you play an invisible guitar?
I'm on a seaweed diet. I see weed, and I smoke it. I love doing that. Every time you hear that over at home, I want you to know that that's me just in the air. It's so much fun, especially to do the pluck.
It's hard for me to, like, stay with you with my guitar playing.
Oh, I didn't even know you had a guitar.
Don't you remember last time? Wasn't I playing the guitar the whole time?
I didn't know you played guitar.
Oh, I do. Like, you know, Ethan's there... singing, and then I play the guitar.
Don't I love in all the cast, we think we have to go back and make things make sense? Well, they did mention Ethan was here, so wouldn't he be playing guitar? You go, no, like people at home are going to go,
I was pretending.
It's not him playing the guitar because Ethan's there. And if Ethan was there, Ethan would be playing the guitar. This would be if you didn't take the time to recap. Because you recap, here's the one dumb guy that believes it. This is the wife. No, didn't you just hear him? He said that Ethan was there singing. I guess typically Ethan plays the guitar, but it seems this time, honey, that Ethan is only in the singing capacity, hence always arguably playing the drums. So maybe Tom Arnett is playing the guitar.
No, Todd, you have it wrong. This is for our fans because I know they're out there going, in episode 187, they did a bit where Tom pretended that he was playing the guitar when, in fact, it was Ethan. So that's what they're thinking.
Hey, what's
up? Oh, my gosh. Justin Bieber, when did you get here?
No, what are you talking?
Sorry.
What? Oh, wait, Eric's on the phone still. Eric, how could you not love him? How could you not love this guy? Waited on hold all that time. Didn't know what the fuck was going on here.
I think he knew what was going on.
Well, he does. He probably does. You know, I talk to Eric like every single day. I just got into this. You know, you start talking about things, and then they just plow into other things. And the next thing you know, you need this person every single day to talk to because you're like, did you see this? Did you see that? Bernie Sanders. And we're always right there. We're always like the minute, you know, that you start talking, you realize you saw something on television. I saw something on television. And then we're like, of course. And it's fun to preach to the choir. Man, God, can that make a fun friendship? Hello, asshole.
We will always have Letterman.
I guess what? Today I rewatched Letterman's last show montage. Fuck, it's so good. It's so good. Instead of doing, you know, what he did, no one ever really, I saw, put that much into the clips and the song. Like, that was the way to do it. And by the way, today, for whatever reason, can you hear me, Eric?
Yeah.
I watched Jimmy Kimmel's tribute to him, and it was great. He talked his story. And he told about how he, I mean, you can't make this up. He had a cake when he was 11 that said, like, The Late Show on it. And it shows him there eating, you know, he was obsessed with Letterman. And he told the story about he would stay up at night and, like, draw pictures of David Letterman. And then you see, like, you know, him, some of the stuff he's saying, there's pictures of. So it's not just somebody trying to maybe fluff up the truth. You're like, no, that's what fucking happened. And he got emotional, which I'm fine with. You know, as long as I predict it to be real, I don't give a fuck. No one should have to feel bad if they get emotional and then Friday show, for whatever the reason is, I haven't got emotional in 3 months, but now it's two times in 1 week that you have to hide it because it might be perceived. You do it whenever you feel it, and as long as it's never bullshit to me, I'll take it whenever it comes. So to me, when Kimmel gets emotional, I'll take it every time. I don't give a shit. I believe it. And I like it. I like someone that can be crass and gentle and kind and harsh and every fucking emotion. So anyway, he gets emotional talking about it. And you know why I didn't doubt it? Because every time he got emotional, I got emotional. Because I knew where he was at, you know. And so he tells the story, and then he goes, so tonight we're just showing a rerun. Watch Letterman. We're just, don't watch our show. I think I'm okay with the associates, you know. And then I watched Conan's last show, and Patton Oswalt was on. And Patton's going, comedically, are you sure this isn't death? Conan goes, no, it's 11:34. Please, I will have no respect for you. Turn on Letterman.
Right.
Please, go turn on Letterman. And it's like, wow. And it was just great. And then they go, it was a great moment because then they go, all right, now no one's watching, so I guess we could do whatever we want. And they start throwing shit all over the place. And, like, you know, just, like, throwing the plant, clearing the table off. Like, and then Patton lays on the table. Conan starts massaging him. And it's like, what the fuck? No one's watching us. We can do whatever we want. Which leads to the show I wanted to do where every night it was the last show. So there was this fucking attitude. Which
that's right.
I know.
You did want to do that.
We took that out of the pilot because we didn't, when we were pitching it, a lot of people didn't seem to understand it. Like, how much will that have to do with the show? And the answer is not a lot. It's there, but it's not like, you know, so we thought, well, instead of explaining why it really doesn't have that much to do with the show, it's just a little flavor of it that every show you say goodbye at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, you look into the camera and you go, you know, folks, it's been a long road, you know, and every night you get bigger and bigger with a montage.
And you're sitting on a bar stool with one leg touching the ground.
You get it ridiculous. You every week, and you just create these fake okay, echo out of the voice because I've got a show to do. So Eric is still on the line, and I'm professional.
When
that's
are you going to start the podcast?
Well, this is don't. Oh, I think the guitar said everything. You know what the guitar just said? That was uncalled for. Didn't it? Say it's uncalled for, guitar. Make your comment again. The guitar basically goes, wow, that was a little. Say it again, Eric.
When are you going to start the podcast?
Yeah, that's indigestion you just gave. It's like, whoa, I thought we had a good energy here. Well, there again he laughs. He's dying. I didn't want to tell him.
What does that have to do?
All right, I want to be professional. So, Eric, I'm glad you're called.
Thanks for calling in, Eric.
Yeah, we edit that part out. Can I ask you a question? What time is it, genuinely?
Game time.
Thank you. What time is it?
8:05.
Wow, everything goes too quick.
Should we tell people where Eric is?
He's in
Idaho, right?
Idaho.
Minnesota.
Hey, where do you live, Eric?
Boise, Idaho.
Where do you live again? Say it again.
Girlsy, Idaho.
Ah!
No, where do you live again? Just say it.
Boise?
No, say it short, the shorter version. Where do you live?
Boise?
No, the other part. Where do you live?
Idaho?
Well, you should know if you live there.
It's a way better version of that joke. Because most people go, Idaho, Utaho.
Oh, well, you know, I have... Let me tell you something. If I did that joke and you had the right background music, it would work fine. Hey, Eric, say what you said again.
Idaho.
No, you didn't say. I got a little lost there. I'm sorry. And I just want the listeners to know that I got a little lost. I was thinking, like, if that piano music was behind it when you said, hey, you should turn the podcast, you know, when's the podcast start? I got lost. But it's okay. This will not be the rest of the show, everybody. I want to say goodbye to Eric, so I don't have to worry about him, unless you want us to just leave you on the speaker. Hello? No, let's say goodbye. That's the answer. Hang up on him. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, I'm glad I called.
No. All right, listen. So goodbye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
You're great. You say
goodbye,
everybody.
John Martin.
Everybody say something nice to him.
Hey, Eric.
To George Carlin, it's got to be genuine. Thanks. Oh, that makes it hard.
Really, it's cool that you get to hang out with your dog, you know, every night, and you get to just lie down next to him, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't get to have that type of friendship. So I feel like that's really nice, and hopefully lives for a long time.
Hey, by the way, I hope I'm not interjecting here unnecessarily. The pulse of the room seems to be that nobody could follow that with anything.
I got one.
So we're just going to – oh, you do?
Eric, can I thank you on behalf of America for defending our coast during your time in the Coast Guard?
Oh, that's right. To George Carlin. He
yes,
really did.
He did. And not one time was our coast attacked.
Oh, you're welcome, Tom Martin.
Thank you for your service.
And can I say your enunciation is perfect.
Thank you very much.
Did you work on that?
I did. I studied, took a few classes at UCLA Extension on pronunciation.
Oh, well, it's really paying off.
The U.S. Coast Guard Whistlers.
And a one and a two and a one and a
three. Forget it.
We're having a nice moment for Eric.
Forget
it. We're already starting to whistle.
And a one.
We already started to whistle.
And a one, two, three.
Okay, we'll do it later. We'll do it later. It's cool. It's not even a big deal. It's not
any cognitive decisions when
all right, come on. You know, now that your parents got married, you have to be friends with your stepbrother.
I don't know why I'm brought here.
It's amazing what good.
Yeah, I'm with Jake on this one. I've heard someone count before a song, but never.
Like, was he trying to do the lyrics for the song? That's the only thing I can think of.
All right, let's move on. I got a new bit. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk to you later. You're great.
Bye.
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 God bless Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, God bless Bernie Sanders. I want to tweet literally every 60 seconds, vote for Bernie Sanders. I want to be recorded when he wins, the person that said vote for him more than any other time. And if I start tweeting it tomorrow 30 times a day, do you think that I could get maybe his attention?
I heard you and Wayne Fetterman kicked in $2.50 each to support him.
Wow. You're feeling fine in November. All right, listen. My name is Ryan Stout. My name. Wait, shut all the music off. Jake is looking at Aristotle. Now, keep in mind one thing. I don't know math. I don't know science. I don't know a lot about a lot. But I know energies, and I can read some. So don't disrespect yourself or me when I ask you what just went. You made eye contact with Jake. I'm telling you, if you're having a little split decision, even for 1 second going, should I fib a little? I love Todd. But don't do it. I'll read it. I'll smell it. What were you just conveying to Jake through his facial expressions? No, I feel so much better. I thought it, you know what I thought it was? I got to be honest, to George Carlin, he's singing for real. Like, he took the bit about when we beg him
to sing. Is
that
the pot cheesecake making you paranoid?
Well, maybe it's not the pot cheesecake. Why do you have to blame the pot cheesecake? What did it ever do to you? What did pot cheesecake ever do to you, Tom?
Well, maybe you didn't know that I went to school with pot cheesecake back in 1956.
Okay, this is a segment of the show that everyone's going to like. We're going to do it, and then we're going to take a break. And I'm all good. If I get a little lost, people get lost with me. We're all fine. I'm very happy right now. This is a bit I like to call Dragnet, and Dragnet is just one-liners followed by Dragnet. It's, you know, it's just like, wait a second. Your mother used to eat chocolate.
Bum, bum, bum.
Let's do it again. I got it. It's all right. You got it?
Sure.
Wait a second. I haven't eaten broccoli since the 70s.
If you didn't step on glass, then why is your foot bleeding?
Just because I have a child doesn't mean I can't have sex with it.
To George Carlin, that was gonna be mine. Like, why is Eric still on the phone?
that he was still on the phone because you're holding the phone. And I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, I knew.
You want to do another one, Keith?
I'll do another one.
Okay, go ahead.
And then we found out that his feet were made out of potatoes.
No.
What? Oh. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
Yeah. Do it again, but give him the right sound. The feet on the potatoes. You can use the same one.
And then he found out that his feet were made out of potatoes.
Okay, Eric, do you want to do one?
Hello, Eric. Hello.
Eric.
Do you want to do one? Hello.
Eric. Yeah. Do you want to do one?
Eric was never there at all.
Wait. Say something dramatic.
Keith's counting threw me off.
Well, do no. That doesn't even make any sense. Do one like ba-da-dum-bump, and we'll play it afterwards. I know you can do this. Eric.
No. Lost.
Okay, we're doing a bit where... Oh, maybe because it's in our headphones and you can't hear it. We're doing a bit...
Oh, that could be right.
Okay, we're saying things and then we're playing this. Go ahead, play it again. Do you want the opportunity to do that?
No, I'll let you guys...
No. Go fuck yourself. You're going to do it. I could... totally downgrade your friendship grade that I called you with, and I have every right to change it, just like the health department. You're not locked in.
You would suffer just as much as I would.
See, you said you would suffer just as much as I did. Now, do you want to do one? Now that you get it? Are you high? Be honest.
Yes.
Well, this is easy. Just say, wait a second, my mother lives in Florida.
You want me to say that one?
Yes. You're starting to get pissed off.
Wait a second, my mother lives in Florida.
That was the very day that the birthday cake was found in the dumpster.
And the PG movie had a curse word in it.
He rounded third base with his left foot.
How come you never see Eric and Ethan in the same spot?
If the elevator was broken... then why'd you take it? Why'd it work then?
That explains the bomb in my wife's pussy.
I feel bad. Nick always gets nervous. Like after the show, be like, should I have been able to think of anything? I go, listen, everybody sitting around wants to talk. If somebody doesn't want to talk... everyone loves that person. If you're just there to laugh, that's all. No one cares, you know?
Plus, it's like that's it's school when everyone's reading a paragraph and they're waiting for your turn to come around. Oh, Justin Bieber appeared again.
I got you.
Oh, it was a mask of Justin Bieber.
Listen, here's what I want to do. Do another one.
The U-turn was as full circle.
Ba, 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 booby. I couldn't think of one. I had something in my mind. I'll do another one.
And Eric Olsen is still on the phone.
What? Eric, good. You do one now. I'm not giving up on him. This is ridiculous. I know he has it in him. And Eric, if you want to be in this business, you should be able to pull this out of your ass and do it. Now do one. And it's not cute anymore.
Wait, what?
Oh, maybe he can't hear the music.
No, he hears it. He's pulling shit, and the audience knows it that's listening. Oh, it's funny. So is he – let me ask you something. Tom, do one.
All right, but you're going to have to ring the bell if you want me to answer that question.
And my ice cream was sour.
If you didn't kill your brother, then why do you smell like a dead brother?
The wheel shine wasn't as shiny.
Wait a second, you had on a blue shirt.
That can't be Eric. Eric hung up an hour ago. Todd's socks are red.
Okay,
there's
okay.
No state of Indiana in India.
Now, Eric, to George Carlin, you do one. Eric, do one. I'm not kidding.
Maybe he was blown away by how
George
brilliant
Carlin,
ours were.
To George Carlin, because I think it'll explain the intensity. I don't believe in putting people on the spot. Well, by the way, we will, to George Carlin again, have this conversation tomorrow off the phone. And I guarantee I'll be able to come back to something with specificness. Because I'll tell you why. Like, I never, it's the opposite. That's why I like everyone to bail out. So why am I doing this? What if it's just not coming to him? I've been in bits, nothing's coming to me. Like, you want to do the opposite of what I'm doing to him. Because I think I'm right. So, Eric, can you not think of one?
Well, it's hard for me to understand when you're talking to me until you're to the point where you're yelling at me.
Okay, let me start over again.
Bum, ba, da, ba, ba.
Wait, say what you just said again.
So it's hard to understand when you're talking to me until you're to the point that you're yelling at me.
All right, so let me start over. And, you know, Eric, I don't mind plowing on... I don't mind plowing on this word when I feel it's necessary and very important. To George Carlin, like, you know, I do think Eric is brilliant. And I also think it's ironic that I started out this conversation, like, you know, I still feel the same way. Now, am I – yes, because I'm confused a little bit. So let me start all over again. Do you understand, like, we're saying these lines that are like, hey, your hair wasn't red last time and we're playing this song. Let's go slow here. Go play this song. So, to George Carlin, do you understand that joke?
Yes.
Okay, don't. So, can I give you another opportunity to, like, say something like, wait a second, my mother lives in Florida. It doesn't have to make sense. Would you like to do one?
No.
No. Okay. To George Carlin, why won't you do one?
Because I'm really high, and now I feel a little strange because we made a big deal about it because I couldn't hear what was going on for half of it.
All right, well, listen, now that you know what's going on and you understand the bit, and by the way, I want to apologize. Anytime anybody who perceives that when you're yelling, you should know one thing internally, you're wrong. At first, especially that you're on some fresh air and you might be a little confused, be gentle and be kind. And I want to say I apologize for any, you know, honestly. Now, may I ask you in a calm voice, would you do one for me as a favor to see if you do get it? Do you understand the bit? It doesn't mean you have to be able to think of one, but you understand the premise of the bit.
Are you asking me if I understand the premise, or are you asking me if I'm going to do one?
Will you do one?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. So, and later we will talk about this. By the way, this whole show is being recorded, and you know, people will go, "Yeah, it was a."
Shut up. You never knew how it worked.
Could you do one for us? So you do one. Go ahead. Say something. Can I give you one?
Can I explain one thing?
Yeah, but I'm starting to not understand it, but yes, go ahead.
When you're in the room and you're going in a round.
Yes.
It's easier because you can just jump in.
Okay.
It's so much harder.
Okay, hold on. We're going to call you right back. And going to call you right back. By the way, to George Carlin, I just hung up. Call Blake Wexler. Oh,
what if Blake Wexler just popped up from behind the stairs? Oh, I was just here.
I thought I wasn't. I
6 weeks. Hold on, guys. Give me. Let me be real quiet because it's very important for me to be very clean and precise with what I want him to do. So please don't anybody. You'll understand why in a second. Thank you.
How do you think he answers the phone?
In a funny voice. Because he knows. Well, he doesn't know we're doing the podcast. There's no way. We never do it on Saturday. Oh, please answer. Please answer. Please.
Hey, Todd, I'm about to...
No. I need your favor. We're on the podcast. I need 60 seconds of your time. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the bit where we say, like, something like, wait a second, your shirt wasn't red, and then we play this? Could you do one of those and say something like that, and then we'll play the dramatic music?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, say it right now.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he left-handed the whole time?
Ah, yes! Oh, you have no idea how much I love you, Blake. We will call you and tell you later. Go on stage, do your thing. So it was understandable.
Yes, it's very clear.
Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good set. There's so much blood rushing through my body because, can I tell you something to George Carlin? And I'm going to tell you the same thing. I'm going to tell everybody in this room. I love Eric Olsen like he's my brother. That doesn't mean that we can't have a conversation. You owe it to him or you owe it to me to go. Even comedically, I was getting like, wow, was he doing it to be funny? Like, oh, it's, or was he really lost?
I think he had a little bit of a block. Mental, maybe that's what I perceived it as, just a little block.
So if you're right, that doesn't mean because I got Blake to do it, they're different people.
Yeah.
I'm not a good person.
No, you're terrible.
Oh, no, Tom.
No, but not in a good way you're terrible.
Oh, Tom, this is getting worse. Can I tell you that the truth is funny? That's what it's, I heard a play was called that once.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I went and saw it. It ends up the truth wasn't that funny. Hey, I'll tell you, my mother, she don't do nothing either. She walk around the house like, huh. Oh, my sister, she don't go there. I'll tell you, she walks in the house, she's a little rake. Hey. I'll tell you, my cousin, the other day, I went up the stairs, they literally walked down with a boot. I'll tell you, my sister, she's not too good. My sister came in, she went a little property, right? She signed it over. She signs it to the buy. I'll tell you, my cousin, dumb, he leased a car. He ended up paying with him. And I'll tell you, my kid, he's not too good either, you know? My kid, he thought same-sex marriage, man. I'll tell you, it's not too good. The other day, I saw a lady with a banana. I asked her what she was doing. You little food split. I'll tell you, my cousin, he ain't too good either. My cousin the other day, my cousin Vinny Potato Salad. He ended up taking a potato salad. I said, where he's taking it? He got a basket in the middle of the woods. I'll tell you, I couldn't believe it. The other day, I asked my sister. She's not too bright. She's in the same as you. Say goodbye. Hey. And...
I wonder if you could be a Rodney Dangerfield impersonator in Japan.
It would be sad. It would be sad.
No, if it's Japan, you don't have to nail the punchlines exactly. Tom. Right. Just the rhythm. Like, I always saw a Rodney Dangerfield. He was so funny.
Listen, what I'm going to do is take a break. Are you good?
I'm great.
You feel nice?
I feel good. Yeah.
You feel good.
Hey,
so good. So good. So good. You're good. I'm good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back after intermission. I don't like that voice. Edit it out, put it back in, twist it around, put a little lemon on it.
Do you think it'd be cool if when we take a break, if you could sing a little bit for us?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be such a treat.
You know, all fair, no pressure. We just really want
to hear it. If you won, we have a great Seventh Heaven clip we're going to play.
I heard that one.
This is better.
It was so fantastic.
This is better. Someone said they said something like, how could it be any more dramatic? And they added music to it. You're going to... It ends eerie too. Oh Jesus! Is Eric still on the line?
No, you hung up and called Blake.
Oh, that's right, I did. Well, he's going to hear the show and he's not going to be happy with himself. Let me ask you a question: do you think that I was mean to him?
You know, I think there is a way to explain it because what that is, it's a suspenseful act break moment or scene break where you go to the next scene, but they want to leave you hanging.
Can I tell you? I think when you told me that, you know, the way you said it was like he just had a blockage, it instantly made me think, you know, well, yeah, that doesn't mean because Blake got it, but Eric's in a different headspace, and whatever the reason, he couldn't figure it out. I can say that, but also I still say after that, no. Yes, that's partly true, but I think he was up to something. Because, I mean, even if you're high, if someone explains it to you seven times, there's going to be the listening audience, and here's what they're going to say. Taking into accountability that he was high. The question isn't why he couldn't get it right away. Of course not. Or the second time, I've been there. Or the third time. The question is, at one point, as high as you are, to go, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Really?
It was a little fishy because his logic was that he wasn't in the room, so he couldn't tell when to jump in. But then you said, this is the bit. Can you do this now?
Yeah. God bless Jake, because Jake doesn't – first of all, this comes from everybody that loves Eric. But sometimes it is okay to break things down that are so unimportant. It is. It is because it says something it's like a game. It's like a maze, and you figure it out. You're like, yeah, because – you know, and that's part of doing detective work. And by the way, detective work is – yes, hopefully the detectives are using it for better reasons, but it does.
What's the name of your brother?
Sister.
See, I was trying to prove a point there. Like, maybe that's an example of he was having that moment, that block, where, like, it was more extended than that.
Can I tell you what I feel like? I feel like if I was listening to Frosty and Heidi and Frank right now, and they were talking about this, I'd want to go down there and clean it up. There's always somebody going too far away. We're not saying the first time or the second time. We're saying even if you're high, taking that into consideration, if you just did that bit to me over and over and over and over again, first of all, that's a bit where you're asking someone to think last minute and think of a name. I'm thinking, think of one now. If he said, give me a minute, okay. Just the concept of that, but I thought your hair was blue. Bump, bump, bump. I am curious tomorrow whether he got it and was trying to be funny or goes, no, with all your explanations. And by the way, I get it. At the end of the day, if he goes, honestly, Todd, I knew you kept re-explaining it, but each time I couldn't follow it genuinely, I'll be like, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. But I don't think that's going to be the answer. He was up to something. He was up to something.
And we're about to find out. So then we do.
I lost my virginity to that song. So listen. Just help yourself.
You know what we should do for the Dragnet thing? But what about this? It's like somebody says something, you play the Dragnet bit, and then you do the voiceover into the next scene where you go off of what he just said. Oh. But now
let me hear your example.
Give me one.
Don't you have to say something first?
You say something, then I'll be the voiceover into the next scene.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is.
It was a dark alley until I met Sally J.
So my partner, Steve, and I, we headed down to the alley to see what Sally Jane had to say for herself. When we got there...
I've never seen anything like it! It had seven heads and long fingernails!
I don't know if that was... I didn't help. I thought that was a girl's voice. It sounded like a...
Run, 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 run from the bit.
Run
from the bit.
Run from the bit. Away from me. Run from the bit.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back part of October concert series, and we're going to hear a song in studio from Eric and Ethan. We'll be back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes Jesus, you could take a break, like a hot air balloon that can go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Doesn't it feel happy?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's why they named it that.
Yes.
How's that? Is that all right?
Yes, that was great. I like it.
Don't you have a great appreciation for people that have a talent that you don't have? Not that you don't have great musical talent, but that level of talent. No. I mean, like when you hear that close
sometime
up. It's,
when you.
Oh, wait, you do.
You're the dumbest
shit.
Guy in the world.
It really does, yeah.
You really do have talent like those guys.
Stop it. I'm not going to sing. Listen, here's what I'd like to do.
Sing one.
Nah, I mean...
It is coming from the band, too, you know?
I mean, I'm more of a crooner, I guess. That's what I was hearing in music school.
Well, he wants to
learn. Away.
You know what I heard him say? Todd, I heard him say, You're the William Shakespeare of improvising singing.
Well, that makes sense.
That's
me
what
feel
he said.
Good. Here's what I want to tell you.
Okay.
I want to tell you something, Tom Martin.
I want to hear it.
First of all, because I run a tight show and I know what I'm doing.
The tightest.
How are you? No, be serious. Be the real Tom Martin, not this persona that you
Well, you
put
know
on.
What?
Nah, you're still doing a persona.
No, I'm not doing
well,
a persona.
Well, I think you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, I think you are. A little bit.
Then I'm just going to tell you.
What, Tom?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You don't... See, you can't.
I see.
You can't
phony,
just.
Phony.
You can't just. Nope.
No,
it's real.
I'm letting you talk.
No.
It's phony. It's phony.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can. But it's okay. But go ahead. Go ahead.
You got it wrong.
Okay.
You got it wrong.
Oh, see, no, there's a disingenuous.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I see it. Oh, now I know when it's you. I can tell when it's you. I just see it when you. If I say, Tom, how are you?
All right.
No, that's not. Everybody smells it at home too. I know when you actually break the wall and go, I'm doing all right. Now I want to know. You know how I could find out what it sounds like right away? And I know you'd play along. If I say to George Carlin, you're going to have to do it.
All right, Todd. I'll get to do my regular voice then.
Potato salad. Be you.
All right. Like I said, I don't like to tell people I'm from a different country that has this accent.
No, say a
non-specific accent that isn't
like
American.
You. Doesn't sound like you.
I'm from a different country.
No,
this is my
like
accent.
Okay, to George Carlin, be Tom.
No, I've talked to you before.
Be
I'm
Tom.
Not from a country that talks like that.
I think you're trying your hardest. That's why I'm giving you a high grade, but it still hasn't really turned into your Tom Martin voice.
Okay, well.
No, now you're being self-aware. Oh, I feel like I'm doing horrible.
No, let me tell you.
No, now it seems like you're...
No, but you're onto something, because I think that I was a little bit... I came in here to have a good time, but I'm a little perturbed at my bosses. Because so I wrote an angry email before I got here, and I'm like, I'm not going to let that bother me. But I will tell you this. There's something about, like, affable Tom Martin, you know, like, get along with everybody. But I'm finding that when you feel like someone's ripping you off and not paying you, it puts you in a real sour mood until you straighten out. And it's something I can't even straighten out until Monday. You know
Can
what
I tell
mean?
You something? Everybody relates with that. That's why it's good to bring it up because, like, yeah, that is a very – when you think someone is purposely even, like, there's different layers of it. If somebody's broke and you know they're broke, it still blows. You know, I'm talking about even in the workforce. If you're doing carpentry work for someone and you're like, I know they got so – but when you know someone has it and then chooses to just be like – not be fair to everybody, that's a different layer, right? And
right.
That's how you probably feel you're being treated. Right?
Well, yeah, I feel like...
Without even knowing the details of it, am I close?
Well, the deal is we went past the... I get paid per episode. And then it goes past the schedule that they put, and now I'm working for free because we didn't finish the episodes in the impossible schedule.
Oh, so you're lazy. Well, no, I'm trying to...
Thank you. Now you get it. You're on their side.
And what do you think this has to do with the real voice? Because maybe you were... I didn't think... I was. By the way, I was just kidding. But you seemed to
Oh,
think
I
like,
was just kind of transitioning into something that I wanted to say.
Oh, I like it. That's good. Yeah. That's what a comedian David Say used to do. Do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
He took classes.
Well, David Say was a comedian that worked out of Philadelphia, New York, and city. And when I worked at the Comedy Works, it was our job to give the comedian the light. So David Say always wanted a two-minute light. We're like, how can he get off stage? Maybe it was 3 minutes, but that was the most it was. So most comedians needed a five-minute light, a 10-minute light. So no matter where David Say was in his act, it might have been a three-minute light. He could get to his closer. And we used to do impersonations.
Would he stop what he was doing?
Oh, no, he would do this. So his last closer was about at the supermarket when you run out. Oh, I'll tell you. So the last joke was, by the way, this is like 1985, you know. And I'm a doorman at a club. And we would, certain comedians, we'd do bits. He was also the same guy, and I'll finish this story, that would, he'd want more treble and more bass. And I didn't even know anything about it. In hindsight, it might have been right. You know, so he'd sit on stage in the middle of his act and he'd go, deeper, 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 deeper. Bring it up. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I would just play with knobs until he shut up. But I didn't really think it made any sense because I can't hear myself in the monitor. I get that now. Right, anyway. But he didn't have to do it in front of the audience. David. So anyway, he did. So anyway, I'm going to finish the story. He would be in his bit and you'd give him the light. And then he'd be talking about weddings. His last bit was about, I'll tell you what his last bit was first. Like when you're in the supermarket and then you don't have enough money. He goes, don't you ever feel like at that point you're... Like on Price is Right, you're like, okay, give me the jujubes and I'll leave behind the toilet paper. You know, it's like you start like picking and choosing what you can buy with you. And anyway, that was the bit. Freeze, you know. And then, so whatever, but he's talking about weddings. He's in the middle of talking about weddings. Doesn't matter. Give him the light. Yeah, weddings are expensive. So are supermarkets. You know, you ever been to a supermarket? Anything. He'd be talking about his dog. Have you seen the price of dog food? How about at the supermarket? Like, that's not even a joke. That's how he would get. That's how much.
Do the dragnet thing, and I want to do the transition.
Okay.
Yeah, so I said, that wasn't a dog. It was my cat. Speaking of dragnet, sometimes at the supermarket, you'll meet somebody who's watched dragnet.
There's a conversation you had at the supermarket.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a million ways to get to it. Or you could do the George Wallace, strange shit in the world.
Okay. You got to love George Wallace.
He's hilarious.
Listen, you do that. No, by the way, to that guy's presence
he's
is
fucking hilarious.
And he's always been nice. And when he walks into a room, man. Fuck, there's a presence.
Yes, totally.
Past his height, obviously. The height is a given presence. I mean past that.
Yes.
Which is great. I love it. I love that. Always nice. Always yes. Fucking nice.
Yes, he is. He's really cool.
So anyway, what I'd like to do right now, because we're all fine, and you're going to love this game.
Okay.
It's better than the Seventh Heaven thing. Ryan Stout, we can talk about him later.
Stout.
Do you want to guess? It's sort of very daring, and it's going to make you be like, it's very Halloween-y.
All right. Truth or dare?
Do you want to guess? You can explain it. Whoever wants to explain it can explain it. Call Eric and see if you could be the one that explained the bit to him.
I could do that.
It's fun, right? You cannot not want to do it. If anybody that doesn't want to do it, maybe I don't. Want to hang out with them.
Oh.
Seriously, it's like, but to George Carlin, don't you want... Oh, by the way...
What if this was part two of the... Because it's going to... You break it up.
It is
and
part
just
two.
Like,
how long have we been going? Wow. What a great time to take a break. Shut... thank you. Thank you.
A suspenseful act break.
On part two. Find out.
Oh my God, we're doing a suspenseful act break on a suspenseful act break bit.
When we come back.
Or are we?
When we come back, guess what? Eric and Ethan will not be here. But it's the Halloween episode. Oh, no, it's not. Yes, it is the Halloween episode. Yes, it is. There's a Monster Mash feeling in the air as we take a break on this very spooky Halloween episode. Yeah. Part two. Will Eric Olsen figure it out?
When the sun went down, when my ears took note of a certain sound, for the most impressive sound I've ever heard, blasted through the PA, drenched in reverb.
He played the show.
He played the Todd Glass show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.